Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy.
Yo, Greg.
What is up, Greg?
These guys are in the studio with me. Actually, we have an extra guest, Ryan.
Hello.
Who is a diver in training, or diver wannabe, maybe. Is that the deal, Ryan?
Wannabe.
Okay, we're going to make you a diver at some point. We don't know when yet, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. Also, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy and my buddy Mark.
What's going on?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Greg,
what's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, now, Mark and Jerry, actually everybody, with the exception of Ryan, was at the DEMA show last week, and it was a huge success. Many things to talk about, and that's what we're going to dive into today on the show, kind of reflect on some of the things we weren't able to cover last week on the show, which literally was recorded the first couple days of the show. So there was a lot that happened after we actually recorded the show from the show floor of the DEMA show, and we're going to kind of, you know, flush that out there today. Flesh it out?
Flesh it out.
Flesh it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, which reminds me, Greg.
We flushed that out last
week. Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, we flushed a lot of stuff last week.
Just give me the hand signal, Greg, and I'll cover Ryan's ears. Yeah. We have to.
Oh, no. Ryan's going to be, he's going to learn from this. He's
going to
learn.
It's a family show.
Whatever happened to no cursing, Dad?
Yeah, really. What's
Look
up with that?
Son.
No one's cursed.
You used his name. Isn't that a curse word in your household?
Ryan.
Who? You.
What
Ryan.
Name?
When you say Ryan, isn't that a four-letter word you're not supposed to say?
No, that's fine.
That's what he uses the middle name.
Greg, I need an ice pack for that burn.
You need it? Okay. Wait, do we need to call? We need to call humans. What is it? Resources or whatever?
Child protective services.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan knows.
Keep helping him out.
He has him on speed dial. All right, there you go. So we'll get to that.
Tattooed on my arm.
Yeah,
that's it. Keep dancing on the minefield.
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. I love it. My favorite type. All right, so yeah, there was a lot of stuff that happened. You know, I tried to walk around the aisles of the DEMA show and give you a little taste of what it was like to be at the show, which was, you know, fairly chaotic. And I think we captured that pretty well on the show. There were definitely some highlights when we were recording, especially when we were in the Bahamas aisle doing our happy hour little celebration at the end of the show each day. And that always lends itself to some quality radio when, you know, the divers are socially lubricated, as they sometimes tend to be at an event like this when we bring them all together.
Yeah, we missed that one.
You did.
Probably best.
Oh, actually, yeah. CJ and Bubble Boy, you guys really didn't get much of anything. You didn't make it to the morning thing either. Well,
we had our day jobs that we are obligated to, so we couldn't come down till Saturday.
Yes, but you missed the morning festivities, our opening ceremonies, where Bill the producer, a.k.a. Scuba Steve Harvey, hosted Divers Family Feud, and that was a huge hit.
That I'm sad
show.
I missed.
You are sad. You know, Bill stripped every morning. Actually, I don't know if he did on Wednesday.
I'm glad I didn't miss that.
Yeah. You're the only one who didn't miss it, because everyone else
missed much.
Yeah, you missed a very small. No, I don't know what you missed exactly, but Jerry was there.
Nub, I think, is the word he's looking for.
Nub, you think?
Maybe.
There's another four-letter word, I think.
Isn't that's three.
Well, it depends if you. Isn't it two B's? Nub?
No.
No? Okay.
The last B is not silent.
Look it up, mister. All right.
Like
so anyway, Bill was playing the role of Scuba Steve Harvey, and we hosted a game of Scuba Family Feud, and it was quite hilarious.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it was, Ryan. You should have been there. One of these, you got to be 17 years or older to even get into the Dima show. So Ryan's not quite to that age yet. So just listen and learn, my friend.
I saw some cool photos though.
Yeah, well, you did.
That would be 16 years of age.
Is it 16? Well, yep. Jerry would know, I guess. But you have to be 16 and older to be able to get into the show and be a dive professional. And there you go. But we're doing this Divers Family Feud thing. And basically what happened was, I don't know where this happened. Maybe, Jerry, you can help me out. Or, Mark, you were there, too, and witnessed this. I was not aware that Bill was going to come. Well, I knew he was going to come in full costume, but I didn't know he was going to strip each morning halfway through the event. I don't know if he considered that a bonus round or a booby prize. It wasn't a booby. Well, actually, I don't know.
What was the purpose of him taking his clothes off?
I don't know, but he was wearing a Scuba Radio bathing suit under his his suit attire, his Scuba Steve Harvey purple dress suit attire. And
did he leave the hat on?
He did. He did for the most part. But he stripped down to this bathing trunks. And he goes, I'm going for a dip in the Be a Diver pool. And I don't know what that was all about. I didn't quite get what he was doing. I've been doing this show way too long to question Bill's actions. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not medically trained, but I think that's been called a nervous breakdown.
Ah, well, that could be. That could very well be.
Was it stressful hosting the game? Was it tough?
I just sat back and watched.
Him.
I don't know if I'm just trying to find out
what triggered the breakdown.
He seemed happy. He seemed happier when he dressed down. He complained about being hot, and then when he, stripped down to his bathing trunks, he said, I'm going for a dip in the Be a Diver pool. He seemed even happier than he was when he started the game. So, I don't know. Jerry, did you understand what was going on with that or no? Did you?
I didn't catch it until I turned around and he's half naked and I put the place card over the lower regions.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I don't know if he had a, I don't know what his reasoning was, and he's not here to defend himself. So we will definitely throw him under the bus as much as possible. And we will talk with Big Wave Dave, who manages the Be a Diver pool. Maybe he can shed some light on what was going on because they had some kind of plan.
So you're saying he went from Bill the producer to Wet Willie?
Maybe. I don't know if he even got in the pool. I didn't see him swimming around in the B&I Diver pool, and I wonder if maybe he had kind of misunderstood the purpose of the B&I Diver pool at the Dima show, because, it travels around the country, gives people a little taste of diving, you can jump in there, but at the Dima show, Big Wave Dave sets up the pool, and different vendors can exhibit things in the pool that obviously are water, type equipment things or new devices that they want to showcase to some of the dive centers across the country that are attending the event. So it's not really there for people to jump in and cool off.
Maybe Bill misunderstood the word exhibit.
Okay, that could be it too. We will find out, I guess. So we got that to explore today or to discuss or to psychologically analyze. If that weren't enough, big news, we had a lot of stuff to give away, more stuff at the show than we've ever done in previous Dimas. And that's 18, by the way, for Scuba Radio, and I thank you for that. But we gave away so much stuff, and one of the vendors that gave us some prizes to give away to some of the folks were our friends from Polar Pro, who last night were on Shark Tank. And if you saw this...
Pardon me.
They were, I saw them at the show. They had a very nice presence at the show. They definitely had, kicked it up a notch. I knew that they were going to be on Shark Tank. I had a little sneak peek that they were doing this. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I saw that they had a little bit bigger booth. But I figured they didn't get a deal because it wasn't like massive over the top. And I don't know. I just didn't know that the guys, when they told me they were going to be on Shark Tank, they couldn't tell me if they got a deal or not. But lo and behold, I watched the show last night on ABC. And not only did they get one, they got two sharks. So they got Mark Cuban and Mark, what's his name? The Russian guy? I forget how you say it. Hamachek or something like that. What'd you say, Ryan? Do you know?
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, it was him. Yeah, exactly. Let me mute his mic again. All right, so
Ryan, it was Marker from Chevrolet.
Yes. He got two sharks. for $1 million investment in the Polar Pro company.
Wow.
So hopefully these guys, actually Austin, you know, is Jeff that was on the show, is you know, they kind of own the company together. Jeff was a guy on Shark Tank. And Austin was a guy who I talked to all the time from Polar Pro, and he is going to come on the show today, assuming he's not hung over to the point of not being able to pick up the phone. So we hopefully will have Austin from Polar Pro on and get a little behind the scenes of how that went on Shark Tank. Obviously, it went very, very well because they got $1 million investment from the shark. So hats off to him. That is very good to see. One of our, you know, family of friends in the dive industry doing right by, you know, a little TV exposure. Every little bit helps, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, we got so much more to talk about. We'll get to it next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, do you snorkel?
Oh, never. Snorkeling's an invasion of fish privacy.
Yes, which is why I always yell, "Are you decent?" before I jump in the water.
When I snorkel in the ocean, all the fishes look much bigger.
What the hell is this?
Then they do saute on my dinner plate.
That is not the scuba cowboy.
Life's so cruel in the air, I could stay underwater forever.
What the hell?
Following at bubbles all day long.
This is terrible.
But oh no, here's another human diver swimming right in my direction.
Okay.
There's no time to hide in the coral cave.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm usually shy, but she's a beautiful woman. She wants someone to investigate the reef with.
Oh, that makes sense.
We are together all the time now, appreciating the sea life.
What?
Me and her in endless floating currents.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I am solicited with new music for the show all the time. And I want to clarify, that is not the Scuba Cowboy. That is not the Scuba Dudes. That is not anybody I'm familiar with. What the? It has sound effects, too. CJ, you like this one?
This is what happens when you're a guitarist slash songwriter.
Yeah.
And you give up on auditioning singers.
Is that what it is?
You hit like three or four in, you just go, oh, to hell with it. I'll sing it myself.
Okay. No chill, Dad. Calm down.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, you're digging it. Is that what the kids are listening to today? This,
yeah.
That type of stuff? Okay.
Gosh, Craig, I thought Gordon Lightfoot was dead.
Well, maybe he is, and that's what he sounds like rolling around in his grave.
I believe it.
I gotta go snorkeling, and there was a woman swimming.
Well, obviously, he hooked you in there, CJ. I don't know. I mean,
appreciate the sea life.
you do great impression.
And right from the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so bad, it's good. Maybe Mark, Jimmy, or Jerry the Bubble, or Jerry the Bubble.
Jerry the Diver Bubble.
Jerry the Diver guy. You guys like this kind of stuff, right?
I thought my headphones were malfunctioning.
You thought something had broke. Been broke. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to look up the guy's name. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but I did find this song. And I don't know. It's when it does kind of grow on you.
Horrible.
Yeah. Okay, maybe
like
not.
Mold.
Never play it again.
2 out of 10.
Like a zebra mussel, like an invasive species.
Delete it.
Is he keen to drunken Santa?
You know what? He might be. He might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just once again, that is not the Scuba Cowboy, who is planning to join us a little bit later on. And matter of fact, at the end of the Dima show, he was driving back down with Mermaid Tiffany to catch a flight in Miami and had a massive car wreck. So we're going to check in with Pup and make sure everything's A-okay, but that's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, before we move on, let me just get this out here. Obviously, we're going to joke around today. We're going to talk about Dima. We're going to talk about diving and the fun aspects of diving. But there are, a lot of things going on in the world right now. Paris, our hearts and prayers are with all those folks over there. So that's not far from our thoughts. But we're not going to keep what we do week in and week out right here on Scuba Radio and talk about diving. Okay, so that's what we're doing. But know that our hearts and prayers are with those folks. Also, I got to give a little shout out to a friend of mine from years ago. Actually, he was one of the first adopters of supporting Scuba Radio, Randy Harris. He was connected with Explore Ventures back in the day. He passed away a couple days. So there's been some bad things that have happened since Dima, unfortunately, that are kind of distracting us from having a good time. But, just know that we're here to have fun and talk about diving and bringing people together and thinking of more positive things. Okay, so that's what we're doing. I got it out there. But our hearts and prayers are out to those folks in Paris and obviously Randy's family and all those folks as well. All right, moving on. The Dima Show. Now, there was a lot of stuff that happened, once again, that happened after we did our little broadcast. And I have to, kind of revisit a few things. First of all, I got to thank some of our sponsors that, once again, gave us more prizes to give away this year than we've ever done before in the past. And that would include ReefSafe sunscreen products. They just loaded up. Everybody with sunscreen. They had some mermaid calendars they gave away. They had some really cool prizes and little shark squishies that actually ended up being quite popular. People wanted those, and we were just throwing those out in the audience, and people wanted to actually keep them more than some of the prizes that they were actually using to get registered for with those with grabbing those little squishy sharks. So we got to give a little shout out to our friends from ReefSafe. They had a huge show. This year we did this thing at lunchtime in the Fiji Isle for the first time ever. We've known the folks in Fiji for many years. We've been there like four or five times with the show. It's been a couple years, but I've been talking to him about doing some little event at the DEMA show, and this year we did finally execute it, and it was at lunchtime, and we had a little giveaway. Now, I just figured this was going to give you a tiny little Fiji trip giveaway or something. Ended up being it was like a week-long trip to Voli Voli Resort, Matava, and Wananavu, some really high-class resorts in Fiji, and also included airfare. It ended up being like a $4,000, $5,000 trip we gave away at lunchtime each day in the Fiji aisle, and just had a blast with those folks. And we're going to kick it up even bigger and better next year in Vegas when DEMA goes there. So we got to give a little shout-out to our friends in Fiji, Wananavu, Matava, the Garden Village Inn, just beautiful, beautiful resorts in Fiji. And then, you know, the people there. I mean, when you go hang out in the aisle there at the DEMA show, you kind of feel like I feel like I'm back in the islands with them in Fiji, because it's really all about the people. They're very friendly in that part of the world, and they kind of bring a little slice of that life to the DEMA show. So thank those folks. And then we did our happy hour thing in the Bahamas Isle, which you heard maybe some of the show that we recorded from the Bahamas Isle happy hour Junkanoo party that we hosted. Then I kind of slurred my way through. If you go back and listen to the show, you can see that the rum punch was flowing, or Bahama Mamas, or whatever the hell it was they were serving us. But definitely getting a little loopy, indeed, and having a good time with our friends from the Bahamas and all the giveaways and stuff associated with that. We gave away a shark diving course with Stuart Coves for someone to actually go and learn how to, you know, feed sharks in a chainmail suit.
That's cool.
That was very, very cool. So, you know, we did that. Also, we had the press conference from the lady who's going to go break the record for the world's longest shark dive and world's longest dive underwater, which is planning to happen in March. A lot of stuff going on, just scratching the surface, not even getting close yet to what we got to cover today. But we'll meander our way through next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. And then via the web, we have Mark as well as Jerry the Diver Guy. I guess we need a name for Mark. You know, he used to be one half of the team, Eminem, Mike and Mark. But I don't know, Mark, maybe you need your own little moniker, you think? Yeah? Are you feeling anything, Mark? You think that would work for you or no? Or not so much? He's kind of like...
Well, Greg, I'm kind of partial to Mark the Shark.
Mark the Shark would be pretty good. I don't know. Mark, what do you think about that? Would you agree? Mark, you have to talk to me. You have to...
Mark the Quiet.
Do I love it, but I think CJ's a genius.
That could be. Yeah. Yeah. Mark, you got to unmute your microphone. I don't know.
Sleepy Mark.
Maybe. We put him to sleep already, and we're not even, you know, 25 minutes into the
Mark,
show.
Mark the unresponsive.
You can't do it, Mark.
Well, he's pretending he's underwater. He's in character for the show.
Did you tell him if he doesn't participate in the show, then that's automatically everyone rags on him?
Yeah, that could be. You know, Mark, you got to turn your underwater comms on, you know, for the radio show, or they won't quite
Hit
understand
the what's blue button.
Yeah, I think he is asleep. Anyway, okay, so Mark the, what did you call him, CJ?
Mark the Shark.
No, Mark the unresponsive something or other. What? Yeah.
Or if you wanted to go sexy, you could go Mark After Dark.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, maybe he's a night diver. I don't know.
Mark the Lark.
Okay. Anyway, he's here. I know he's here. I see him connected. He just may be passed out or something. There was a lot of drinking going on. I remember seeing him the day after the DEMA party at the Hard Rock Cafe, and he just came up while we were doing the, you know, Scuba Family Feud. And he just goes, I go, Mark, how you doing? He goes, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. And I was like, that's a sign of a good party, is it not?
Well,
yeah.
A previous party.
A previous party, yes. Well, and it was a previous party the night before.
Maybe he's still looking for his liver.
It could be. He needed to, you know, yeah, he wanted to borrow somebody's. That could happen. All right, look, we got a Dan tip, and Mermaid Valentina, our psychic mermaid, is psychically connected to us as well, so we'll have her after that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Radio safety tip number 45. Sea anemone really appreciate it when you pronounce their name correctly. Anemone. Ananamamon.
This is starting to irritate me.
Manamana.
Don't make me smack you.
Manamana. Don't start me.
Shut up!
I'm here till Thursday. Hey, don't forget to try the veal. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And today we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network in the studio. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's all good, Greg. How are you?
Busy.
Yeah? With what?
Surprisingly, with a lot of people who listen to scuba radio who aren't divers, but would like to be.
Fantastic. Well, what kind of questions do they have?
Well, mostly about how to get started. So I thought we might talk a bit about that today.
That works for me.
So what do you recommend as a starting point for finding a dive center or instructor?
The same starting point we all use. Recommendations from friends or someone else you respect and trust. Maybe it's another diver, or maybe it's someone who knows a diver.
And if the person doesn't have anyone to make a recommendation?
Most of us just then look for a local dive shop as a starting point.
What should a new diver look for in a dive shop?
Any reputable dive operation should be affiliated with a recognized certification agency. It doesn't matter whether it's PADI, NAWI, SSI, or any of the others, but it should be a recognized agency.
All of the agencies are really good about setting training standards, and every one of them can teach you what you need to know. I've seen great divers from all of them.
Me too.
So even if it's easy to identify the training agency affiliation, it can still be pretty intimidating to walk into a dive shop.
You're right. It's full of unfamiliar equipment designed to take you to an unfamiliar environment. Of course, that's what's great about it, too.
Heck yeah. How do you navigate such unfamiliar territory, though? What questions should a prospective diver be asking?
The first one I'd ask is, what are the class options? Are they taught during the week or on the weekends? Are they available online?
A lot of agencies are offering that option now, right?
Yeah. People need the flexibility of being able to build classes into their schedule, and an online option allows that. Dan is also working to offer it with their training programs. But no matter how much entry-level coursework you do online, there should still be a confined water and open water portion where you learn your skills. You still need time with an instructor.
How about the size of the class?
Ooh, that's a great question. Some people like a large class. Others want to share it with just a few other students. Still others want a private class, so definitely ask about those options until you find the one that suits you.
What about components included with the class?
That's a crucial question. Absolutely ask, what's included with the class price? Does the price include training materials, or do you have to purchase them separately? Does the operation supply your gear, or will you have to buy it, if only the basics?
Define the basics.
Some operations like you to learn on your own gear, and so they ask you to purchase your own mask, snorkel, and fins. This is a great approach, used by a lot of dive centers, so don't think it's unusual. But do remember that it should be a safety and comfort reinforcement issue, not something that makes you feel pressured.
What about the bigger items, like tanks and BCDs?
These should be provided by your operation. Definitely don't feel pressured into buying them at any time.
What about the open water dives?
It's a great idea to ask about them. They may be referred to as open water dives, certification dives, or even checkout dives. But whatever they're called, get the details up front. Sometimes they're done locally, but sometimes travel's involved. It's important to know where they will be done and whether the cost of diving there is included in the cost of the course.
How about checking out the instructor?
Don't be shy. If the instructor's credentials aren't posted for the world to see, ask about what they are. Any reputable dive shop and instructor will welcome your questions, and they'll be happy to provide whatever information you need to feel comfortable.
If you want to, you can also call the instructor certification agency and ask about them, right?
Sure. all the certification agencies will be able to tell you whether or not your prospective instructor is in good standing. The same is true if you want to ask about the dive shop itself.
What would you say is the most important thing about choosing a dive center or instructor?
I'd say it's to remember that diving is supposed to be fun and that your dive shop and instructor are your introductions to it. So keep looking until you find one that makes you feel welcome, comfortable, informed, and excited about the adventure. There are so many options and great operations out there. You'll find the program that suits you.
Your instructor roots are showing.
Good.
Diving is a grand adventure, and it should be so from the start. Finding your dive center and instructor is a part of that adventure, so find one that fits what you need. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because any good operation understands and welcomes them. And when you find the one that works for you, jump in and join the club. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Coming up momentarily, we're going to have Valentina, our psychic mermaid, here on the show today. Now, she was at the Dima show with us, helping out, doing her mermaid thing, and just, looking lovely. Creating some eye candy for everybody who was tired of looking at me, CJ and Bubble Boy, or Bill the producer stripping down to his swimmies. And she was doing readings at the show as well. So we're going to get a lowdown on what was going on with that. Now, we have reconnected with Mark. And
I'm
think
back.
You are back there. See, I hear him now.
Yay.
Okay. So, he was constantly swimming, but he fell asleep or something. Is that what it is? Because we were trying to...
A little technical difficulty here, Greg, that's all, but we're past that now.
We're past that, but we're trying to figure out, you need a moniker like Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, CJ, which, well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
CJ.
I don't
Curly
know.
Johnson.
Do it with Melbourne Mark, but, you always call me Mark like Mike and Mark, so if you want to call me Mike and Mark, that's fine.
Well, Eminem is good. What, I would refer both, I could just call him Eminem, I guess. Maybe just start calling him that. Or Mark the Shark. I don't know.
Mark
you like
the shark
sharks?
Is good.
Mark the
Melbourne
shark?
Mark is good. It's all good, Greg.
Yeah, or
you
wait,
call
Melba Toast.
Me a lot of things. I'm
Melba
used to
Toast.
Whatever you got.
Okay. All right.
But wait.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry.
If he is part of M and M, is he the nut, or is he the regular milk chocolate?
Well, I think it's a given. He's a nut. He's here.
Definitely the nut.
Yeah. So
if he isn't now, he was the other night.
Well, okay. Yeah, there were a lot of things that happened at the show that we probably can't really talk about, but we won't. But we'll talk about a lot of the things that we can, because there were a lot of highlights that were, shareable. Bubble Boy and CJ, you guys kind of teamed up and walked the show on Saturday. Was there anything that kind of jumped out at you as far as what you saw and things or what, CJ? What do you think?
The virtual reality 360 deal.
Yes, that was
goggles.
Interesting, wasn't it?
That was
very
cool. That was mind-blowing.
Yeah, so they got this contraption, which they've had these at the show. They actually had it at DEMA last year, but they had a much bigger presence this year because the guys just got their patents for this technology where it actually is a... It's kind of like a selfie stick thing contraption where you can put like up to 12 GoPros in a circle in a sphere and film 360 degrees with these GoPros. It's like how they attach the GoPros in a...
It's like a ball. It's a housing.
A ball of GoPros.
It's like, and I think it was six.
Well, they have different models.
Oh, so they have 12 ones?
Yeah, they have a six, and I think it got a 12 or something. So different, qualities and
they
things
use,
like that.
I saw them use something like that on Shark Tank to capture a great white jumping up in the hoop, and it was super cool.
No, that was totally different, Ryan. You're absolutely wrong. No, okay. No, that's pretty good. No, I don't want to shatter his.
I'll never talk
No, that was good. No, you're actually talking about what they did on Shark Week with the GoPros in a line in a circle. This is actually in a sphere. So they have the GoPros mounted on a stick, but they kind of look like they're a ball of cameras.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Like a disco ball, yeah. And actually, the thing is that you can watch the videos back online, and then you have the ability to watch the video and scroll the video around 360 degrees.
That's insane.
It is very insane. And they've had this for still pictures for a while, but this is the first time I guess I've seen this where it's working for video. So, matter of fact, I just saw one of the videos today. It was they were flying around in like some fighter jets. It was a video that was forwarded to me for Just Plain Radio, actually, and they had shot it with one of those 360 things. Now, they had a display at the DEMA show, and you put on this virtual reality goggle thing that actually, it was actually your cell phone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a phone.
Yeah, so they put this cell phone on your face in some kind of box kind of thing and slip it in there, and then the video plays back, and then you move your head, and it actually moves the camera to where what you want to see 360 degrees all around you.
You feel like you're on a dive. It's you look pretty, up, you see up. You look down, you see down.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. So, it's very much, this is a brand new technology. How it gets to applied is going to be anybody's guess. But, yeah, this virtual reality diving for sure on a whole new level. And it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. But, yeah, they just got their patents. They had a big debut there. Or a big presence there at the DEMA show. So that caught your eye. You thought that'd be a good thing to do when you're not diving?
Caught my eye. Good one.
And they groan.
Oh, Greg, he can crack them.
So we got more of those coming up. More cracks or more people on crack?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a free fish.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
That's a compliment in the UK, just so we're clear. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, so look, we got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. We also have Jerry the Diver Guy and Eminem. via the web, and we are joined by our psychic mermaid, Valentina, now via the Comrex Access. Valentina, how are you?
Hey, hey, hey. Hi, everyone.
Hello. We're good. So, yeah, but you know this. You sense this much a long time ago, before you even came on the air, because you're psychic. You can do this. You can tap into energy sources that we don't have access to. And I'm guessing at the Dima show that you picked up a lot of cool energy. Am I right? A lot of good auras there at the dive show, you think?
It was a little bit of everything. There was good aura. There was bad.
There was bad. You did pick up some bad.
When there's that many people, it's very easy to, get a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
Probably Bill dropped, stripped down to his board shorts.
Yeah.
That was probably the bad part.
That falls in the bad category, does it, Valentina, you think?
Probably. I don't know.
You don't know what to think of that, do you?
Is it ever hard to differentiate between a bad energy and just a fart?
I'm not even going to touch
ghost gas. I think that's just something kind of goes with the territory.
So the two are very different. So I imagine there would be this sort of similar.
There are standards that you have to maintain. You don't want to be polite about it, right, Valentina? It's a sensitive subject, and she's already overly sensitive as it is. So she doesn't need to throw some clouded mess into the mix.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So good and bad vibes you picked up. What about diving wise? Did you see some stuff at the show that stood out to you that you thought, hey, these new products are going to do well? I mean, that Polar Pro filter vendor, we didn't know it at the Dima show, like if they had gotten a deal or not, but you had seen them at the show. Am I right? V, did you see them?
Yeah. I went over to their booth because they had cookies.
Of course, yeah. They were going to have free cookies. They were tasty. Yeah. But did you pick up that they were going to make $1 million deal on Shark Tank like they did last night on the show on ABC? That was impressive.
No, I didn't. I talked to them, and I hoped that they would do well. And I said I hope that the guys at Shark Tank get it,
Right.
And so it's really great that they did get it
But you didn't see it coming. You didn't pick up anything psychically when you talked to him. Or you kind of have to tune in. You can't just do this on the fly.
Yeah, I wasn't really tuning in.
Right.
Because there was so much going on. I was getting a lot of information from everywhere. And it gets to a point where it's so much you have to block it out.
Yeah. A lot of clutter. So, kind of like this show.
Like on Superman. He has to learn to block out all the...
Everything. Yeah. Well, Supergirl. Maybe she's kind of like that, I guess.
Or like Wonder Woman.
Do you have a cape? Valentina, you probably do in your arsenal of outfits.
No, I don't have a cape, believe it or not.
All right. Yeah, I mean, but you got to remember, Valentina's previous life, she was an actress. Well, she still is, I guess. Once you're an actress, you're always an actress. But she was like...
I was never really an actress. I was a model.
Well, you were in Ace Ventura Pet Detective, that movie. Well, that's acting, isn't it? Or is it...
In the music video.
Oh, you're in the music video. I thought you were in actually the movie.
Yeah, there was a music video soundtrack with Tone Loke and Jim Carrey for that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know where it showed up, MTV, VH1, but
were there.
It's just a slew of many videos I've done.
Very nice. All right. Well, I didn't know there was a music video.
Was there a music video for Sharknado 3? Because Greg didn't get the call for that.
Well, we're going to make one.
Yes.
That's right. It could happen for Sharknado 4. Yeah, it could happen. Absolutely. Ryan, did you see Sharknado 3? Did you see me in Sharknado 3?
I only watched it for you, and I saw you in the background a lot.
I looked good as a sweaty Florida tourist, didn't I?
Yeah, everybody else.
Yeah. I signed several autographs at the Dima show. They could have been traffic tickets.
You signed my butt, Greg.
Okay. That's your boy there, CJ.
What are you going to do?
Oh, put him up for adoption? Maybe.
Wow.
Never too late.
Hey.
Aw, I'll take him.
Oh, well, there you go. There's so much stuff I could say right now.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Where do I sign?
Oh, boy.
You got to sign his butt.
It's the only place for anybody.
Oh, geez. All right. Let's just mute his mic before we get protective services descended on our broadcast facility here today.
These high school kids today.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But, yeah, well, was there anything else, though, at the DEMA show that stood out to you as far as dive equipment or things that you saw thought that would be good for your diving, you know, activities there, Valentina, or what? What do you think?
Well, I liked it came out of Hawaii, strangely enough, where I used to live. But it was this mask. It was a snorkel mask, but it had a built-in snorkel in it. It came out. It was like all one piece. It was really futuristic.
What, looking. The full face mask?
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, with a snorkel built in. I thought that was just. It's only for snorkeling, but I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. Well, they definitely look kind of high tech, but it's a full face mask where you can breathe through your nose and still snorkel. And for people that have issues,
it's just a high tech snorkel mask. But I like that it was all one piece.
Yes.
And it was a full face. And,
true.
And the snorkel was built in. It just looked cool.
Exactly. A couple manufacturers making those and promoting them accordingly at the show. All right, we're going to get around the entire room here today and share some of their highlights from the DEMA show, the largest diving event in the world, which happened last week. And we'll cover more in hour two right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stick around, just getting started.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.